Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jimmy has already been placed in an orange jumpsuit for jail. This is shocking. We know that.
Ready to go.
We know that he, there was some confusion. We talked about it yesterday because Jimmy got a speeding ticket. And the ticket wizard graciously volunteered, we will represent Jimmy. We won't even charge him. And, you know, we'll take care of everything. And then Jimmy told us yesterday that he was planning on going to court because he got a summons. And I was like, wait a second. If the ticket wizard is handling everything, you shouldn't go anywhere. They do everything. That's mm-hmm. the whole, you know, thing where you when you hire the ticket wizard, they handle everything. You don't have to think about the ticket ever again. You go to ticketwizard.com. Well, Jimmy, I don't know, seemed to be some confusion, maybe a lack of communication, and he was going to show up in court, and we told him, you're going to end up in jail.
Yep.
And he is wearing bright orange. This is a bright orange jumpsuit, I'm guessing. You're ready to go. You're ready to be taken into custody. I talked with the ticket wizard today, and he made it clear, you do not need to go to court, nor do they want you to. Do you now understand what the parameters of your job as a client?
Crystal clear.
All right. Very good. That's what we wanted to hear. When Ticket Wizard says jump, you say?
Jump.
No, you say how high.
I don't think he understands this process.
Yeah, this isn't call and response. You...
Jump. 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 Isn't that a song?
Ooh, you would get your ass beat in that prison yard when you just start repeating what anybody says to you.
You're not ready, Jimmy.
I'm just teasing, Jimmy.
You know, I told you about the time I was in deep crap in Gainesville, one of my felony charges. And the attorney told me I had to go to court. I had to be physically there. And he turned to me before the case started. His name was Huntley Johnson, and he's actually on some of these documentaries about Florida. He was the attorney for all athletes. And he turned to me, and he said, as soon as the judge asks you a question, stand up and say, I turn my power of attorney over to Huntley Johnson. It's 4 p.m., and I want to turn my power of attorney over to Huntley Johnson. And he said, and sit down. He said, say that phrase and sit down, and we'll be good. As soon as I said that phrase, my attorney raised his hand. The judge said, yes, Mr. Johnson. He said, can I meet you in your quarters? They went back to some room, and there was no case. There was no judgment. There was no anything, and everything got dropped to misdemeanor.
Everybody have a nice day.
Jimmy, you need to listen to the ticket wizard because they know what they're doing.
Crystal clear. I understand.
And if the ticket wizard says jump, you say?
How high?
There you go. Now we got it. Now we got ourselves a free man.
Now you can keep working.
You don't think you guys could represent yourself in court?
No.
No way.
What, for traffic infractions?
For anything.
For anything?
For anything.
Well, I happen to be a very good arguer. So yeah. I know that I'm better than any attorney alive, other than the ticket wizard when it comes to traffic tickets, because mm-hmm. there's many nuances there that I don't understand. He's the best.
Right.
But in court, yeah, any kind of charge, I could absolutely talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
Hawk, disturbing the peace, public intoxication, two counts of assault, one count mm-hmm. of battery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Felony?
Yeah, two utes. Two what?
on, Jack.
Did you say Utes? I'm sorry. Youths. I do what? Yeah, no, I could talk myself out of it. I told you, in fact, if you think I could land a jetliner, which I probably could, I could certainly talk my way out of a disorderly conduct charge.
Yeah.
I got myself a little too much that I can chew.
Hmm. Right, but you don't have the gift of gab like I do. Your teeth come flying out. That loses credibility immediately. If I have an attorney whose teeth start flying out, I zone out.
Yeah,
I hate you.
Yeah, I right before I got hired for QAM, I was studying for the LSAT. So I probably went through like three chapters of an LSAT prep test. I think I'd do okay in the court of law.
Yeah. Yeah. What made you think that you were going to go into to law? Like what was going on there that you said, "You know what? I think law is my best path forward."
Well, I'm a great arguer. Happen to be a great arguer as well, Hawk. So I always felt that was my true calling, to be a lawyer.
But you got waitlisted at UCF. Like, isn't that a red flag?
FIU is a better law school than UCF, and I was basically asked to come to FIU. I mean,
it was basically a full ride. Uh-huh. I mean,
but Solana, when we catch you lying, your answer is yeah.
Right. He never has a good response.
You can't yell yeah in a courtroom.
If you do end up in jail, Jimmy, and someone, you know, steps to you, you immediately yell out, "I turn over power of attorney to Huntley Johnson."
You got it.
Then I get my ass kicked.
Yeah, no, you end up in Huntley's cell, and you're a butler.
Jimmy,
strong
on
the butt.
Jail, walk up to the biggest dude and punch him in the face and establish your place on the hierarchy.
Right. Not a bad strategy, Jimmy. You think you could do that?
Most likely not.
Okay.
You like cornbread? Nah, it doesn't matter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.